The PNE's summer night concerts will move into the Pacific Coliseum, while the new 10,000-capacity outdoor amphitheater is constructed on the fairgrounds in East Vancouver. The 2024 concerts kick off August 17 with Burton Cummings Band, Colin James, and end September 2 with an I Love the 90s lineup featuring Vanilla Ice, Rob Bass, and All 4-1 on the arena's Chevrolet stage. Announced Wednesday, April 10, the PNE's diverse pop, rock, country, and R&B concerts will also feature Amanda Marshall with Serena Ryder, August 18, Bachman Turner Overdrive, August 20, Blondie, August 21, John Fogerty, August 22, Brad Paisley, August 23, Charlotte Cardin, August 25, The Commodores with the Pointer Sisters, August 27, Flo Rida, August 28, Blue Rodeo, August 29, Ludacris, August 30, Punjabi Versa Night, August 31, and Bare Naked Ladies, September 1. Fair admission is included in the cost of a ticket, which are sold for $40 and up starting at 10 a.m. Friday, April 12, on ticketleader.ca/events/detail/snc-2024. A pre-sale period starts at 10 a.m. Thursday, April 11. For the PNE concerts this summer, the Coliseum will become a concert bowl for between 5,500 and 9,500 fans, with floor seats, reserved seating, and no general seating, standing in the arena. The 2024 Summer Night Concerts lineup is here. Glowing Star Musical Notes pre-sale starts tomorrow, April 11, at 10 a.m. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 12, at 10 a.m. Which show are you looking forward to most? Check out the full lineup below. Starstruck https://t.co/wgcf5rbvtn pic.twitter.com/gigconcessly, PNE Fair, Playland, at @peen_playland, April 10, 2024. The PNE's full entertainment program will be announced in May on pne.ca and social media channels. Due open in 2026. The PNE site's new $65 million amphitheater is designed by local company Reverie Architecture. Revealed a year ago, the design includes a parachute-style open-air timber roof that touches down onto the ground at three points. It offers three viewing areas, with the two closest to the stage seated and the one furthest back an open grassy area. PNE officials say the new amphitheater will host at least 75 performances and welcome more than 340,000 people a year. Also at the PNE, themes of wild energy and electrifying speed emerged in a contest to name Playland's new roller coaster, Thundervolt. The $16 million ride, now under construction, is due open this year on land previously occupied by the beloved Corkscrew coaster, which closed in 2019. The Thundervolt is anticipated to open in July, with an exact opening date of the ride to be set in mid-June. The ride construction contract was estimated at $9 million in November 2022 when the PNE revealed plans for Canada's fastest launch coaster, considered the largest single attraction investment made by Playland.